Your risk for Alzheimer's goes beyond genetics. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Jason Richardson, professor and associate dean for research in the Robert Stempel College of Public Health and Social Work at Florida International University, discusses another area of concern.
Our team of researchers discovered how an environmental exposure contributes to Alzheimer's disease risk. DDT is a pesticide that was heavily used for mosquito control and in agriculture from the 1940s until it was banned in 1972. Now we know DDT remains in the environment decades later, and even worse, in the bloodstream and the brains of millions of Americans. In fact, more than 90% of people in the United States have detectable levels of DDT or its metabolite DDE in their bodies. Our study found that exposure to the pollutant caused increased amounts of toxic amyloid beta, which forms the characteristic amyloid plaques found in the brains of those with Alzheimer's disease. Our study focused on sodium channels, which the nervous system uses to communicate between neurons, as the potential mechanism by which DDT contributes to Alzheimer's disease risk. DDT causes these channels to remain open, leading to increased firing of neurons and increased release of amyloid beta peptides. We found that by treating neurons with tetrodotoxin, a compound that blocks sodium channels in the brain, we can prevent the increased production of amyloid precursor protein and the toxic amyloid beta species. For years, the focus of research on Alzheimer's disease has been on genetic factors. This finding tells us we must focus on environmental factors as well. Understanding how these interact will hopefully one day help us identify people who are at risk much earlier in their lives, as well as to help develop better treatments we can use to stave off this devastating disease.
That was Jason Richardson of Florida International University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.